Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hi, Sunit. We are about to enter the 6-month mark on work from home. You think this is going to end anytime soon?
Well, who knows, Ajay? Maybe something will change early next year. But you know, back in April, I thought we'd be back in office in about 6 months' time.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. That's why this endless social isolation is really starting to affect my mood.
Yeah, not alone, Ajay. Many people are now vocal about their annoyance with work from home. And that includes even IT employees who were supposed to embrace this new reality more readily. That's why I'd asked our colleague Gautam Das to look into where all this is headed.
He has an interesting insight. More than employees, it is all the micromanaging bosses who are hand-wringing a lot about this.
Yes, one marketing executive in a real estate company actually told Gautam this, that their boss found peace of mind only after he could physically verify with his own eyes that they were all indeed working.
That's what even our recent CEO survey found, no? That most of them want a majority of their employees to come back to their office. So remote work is just a current compulsion, not really a long-term trend.
Yes, all those predictions about the future of work may have gotten a little bit ahead of reality. But it's not just about an older generation of top bosses who love control. Employees have concerns too, Ajay. Like you, for instance. A recent survey by Knight Frank found that 30% of IT professionals reported a drop in productivity and work performance while working from home.
I was most surprised by what Gautam found out about Infosys, though, where currently 95% of all staff work remotely. The internal thinking in the company is social capital is getting hugely compromised when people work from home, especially over a long period of time. So even Infosys is now planning to get employees back to offices in a phased manner.
That's true of another big Indian IT company too, Wipro. They're now starting to get concerned about fatigue among workers who are all stuck in the virtual world. So I guess what's realistically going to happen in a few months is a rush back to the office, even as a small minority continues to work from home longer term. It'll be a blended office come remote work model.
This is actually already happening, Sunit. Even in industrial units or warehouses or hotels, all of which are businesses where you would normally expect most employees to be physically present. Many businesses are using this year to digitize processes. So only a few frontline staff have to show up to work every day. Everyone else can go into some type of blended office slash home routine.
It's kind of unfair to all those frontline workers though, who are all risking their health.
Yeah, that's actually going to be one of the many conflict points with the blended model going forward. Who gets to stay home will be contested, for sure. Perhaps even every few months.
And people who are on the home roster would also expect some fix on connectivity issues and home office equipment like chairs and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and all of that's going to cost money. I wonder how many companies will actually give a monthly allowance. I think it's going to be a shock even if a small percentage of the staff permanently shift to home work. India Inc. has never had a culture of work from home, and very few Indian families can afford a study.
True. And if one is living in a joint family, things get a little bit more crazy. Right now, many are working from their dining table or the bed. It's really not sustainable in the long run.
I guess that's what all these companies that are hoping to save on real estate aren't really taking into account. Their employees will start to get angry at some point and will demand better facilities at home if that becomes the office. The companies will have to foot that bill.
Yes. On paper, it might seem like simple maths for the companies. Cost savings on rental, transportation, and even electricity. But if they have to replicate a comfortable work environment in every home, they're going to have to pay. Knight Frank did some modeling and discovered that companies effectively will save almost nothing if they pay for work from home infrastructure.
Well, I definitely can't keep working out of a bed. Whatever system we move into, I hope it is fair to the employees. Everyone's been through enough stress already this year.
I agree with you on that, Ajay. If you're out there listening to this podcast, I hope your work from home stint is not too bad. Do keep physical distancing in mind when you step out. Have a productive week. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunita Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.